pictures of Madonna naked and in us. Checking it out. Just then a friend of mine came through the door. She said she'd never pegged me for a scumbag before. Said she didn't ever want to see me anymore. And I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just wanna live until I gotta die. I know I ain't perfect, but I know as I try. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm alright. Think I'm alright. You know, one time for medicinal purposes, they forced me to smoke some dope. Which means I can probably still be the president, and at this rate I could might even be the Pope. I know I get wild, I know I get drunk, man, it ain't like I've got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. My old man used to call me a no good punk. I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just want to live until I've got to die. I know I ain't perfect, but God knows I try. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm alright. You know, just the other night, these cops pulled me over outside a bar. They turned on their lights and they said, hey, old timer, we're gonna have to ask you to step out of the car. Well, I was only kidding when I called them a couple of ticks. Still, they made me do the stupid human tricks. And now I'm stuck in this jail with that box of dumb hicks. And I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. They think I'm an alright guy. I just wanna live until I gotta die. I know I ain't perfect, but God knows I try. I think I'm an alright guy.
One man makes money, one man makes
some time. Well, I need some time to think this over. I've got to make up my own mind. I don't need a psychic. I don't need a shrink. I need some time away from all of this. I need a drink. How did I get here? Where will I go? Why am I so haunted by everything that I don't know? I need a room to think this over. I need a ride out the Horseshoe Lake. I want to feel like it makes a difference. What a difference one guy makes. They say the one man who makes some money, one man who makes the time. Well, I need some time to think this over. I wanna make up my own mind. I need a room to think this over. I wanna make up my own. Wanna make up my own mind. For letting me come play here again, and I especially want to thank you for coming out and giving me a chance to play. If you've never seen me before, if someone of your friends dragged you out to see the show, my name is Todd Snyder, and I've been driving around like 15 years, maybe even 16 now, making this shit up and singing it for anybody that'll listen to me. This is a new one. I'm going to try a new one on you. Where I come from is Portland, Oregon. That's Multnomah County. And then right next to it is Tillamook County, where my mom just moved a couple years ago from Memphis. And my wife is from New York, and she's never been to Oregon at all. And so I wanted to take her out to Tillamook County, which is right on this beach, beautiful beach there. I wanted her to see it, so we saved up some bread, and we went out to Oregon for a week and went into Tillamook County with my wife. One day that we were there, I had a little time to think, and so I made this up here. This is my vacation song. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail, hoping that she's not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. If I was her, I'm not so sure I wouldn't keep her moving down the trail. I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. I got a lump on my head and a boot print on my chest from what these guys in here call the Tillamook County lie detector test. Well, I did my best, but as you might have guessed, it's a tough test not to fail. Sitting here waiting in Tillamook County jail. My phone call to Tylenol before Cobra walls closing in. If I ever do get out on that highway again, I ain't never gone back to Tillamook County. I ain't never gone back to Tillamook County. It all started when I had a little trouble with this guy on a highway crew. And that lying son of a gun, he told them I'd done some things that I didn't do. They come around for me down 101 lines, flashing on my tail. Now I'm sitting here waiting until I'm a county jail. One phone call to Tylenol before cold gray walls closing in. ain't ever come back to Tillamook County. I ain't ever coming back to Tillamook County. Well, I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. Hoping that she's not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. We come down here on vacation. I'm gonna leave on probation. I'd send all my money through the mail. Send my money to the Tillamook County jail. I'm gonna send all my money to the Tillamook County jail. True, unfortunately. I got 30 hours of community service, and then I fucked it up, and now it's 60. They said they wanted me to teach kids about drugs. Yeah, they meant against it. Should have been clearer. I was teaching them to make a bong out of an apple. This one is true. It's not necessarily true for me though. I was trying to make a song that I had done lived, but I remember Viva Satellite was the third record I got to make, and when I made it, I think we went into the studio and we recorded like 20 some songs, and we sent them to California where they get the money to do it all had come from. And they said they thought that I should come up with some more songs. And I told them if they had some, that would be fine. I'll come up with one and I'll pay for it. And I also remember thinking, it's all that, you know, it's, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's kind of All Right Guy over and over again. I thought, what's in this fucking song mean? I thought we had too many. But so everybody was, I remember everybody's getting mad at me. And everyone was saying, well, come on, come up with a new one. I was like, now? You know? And so I left. I remember I went over to get something to eat and I thought, I'll give it a try. And I was making up one of those, I remember I was sitting in this restaurant called Harry's on Tour, making up yet another like nobody understands me songs. I got millions of those that I keep in my basement. But I remember I was working on it on a napkin, and these two kids came in and they sat down behind me, and they started arguing, and it seemed like the argument that they were having was better than the one I was having with myself. And so I wrote it all down on a napkin. And I went back and I made these chords kind of as I was going. I say we keep on driving, turning. that's about the only goal I've ever had. I got this feeling that my stepmom hates me, Lord. That gold digger's got a worthless bone. She stays so drunk on rum and Pepsi, Lord. You never know if I'm not home. Who stay out on? Named him Ted. riding the dream of a year that wouldn't be so bad. Tag a stand up in skin of brown, and not be afraid when you walk downtown. And live in a day when everything's alright, and be proud to be black, and be proud to be white, and dream of a day when everything's alright, when you can be proud to be black, and be proud to be white. Think of a day when everything's alright. Betty was black, Willie was white. back now. I'm talking larger shirt. 20-year reunion's coming sooner than you think. Well, look how far we have come so quickly. Man, ain't we lucky? We're just lucky to be alive. Class of 85. This was my first girl, so I never thought I'd lose her. Lost her to this college kid when the summer turned to fall. How I don't know, I wish her well, though she's in San Francisco. Most nights I play dice. Class of 85. Love's company, memory fading from view, learning all those things that we all thought we already knew. Friend back then, his girlfriend was my neighbor. They're married now, I don't even know their number anymore. Why, I don't know, Lord, where does the time go? This highway is so slow, all we do is drive, daydream and drive. Melody, love's company. Memory fading from view, learning all those things that we all thought we already knew. I wonder if they'll recognize me after all the years. Look how much we have changed so quickly, Lord. Ain't we lucky now? Just lucky to be alive. Class of 85, class of 85, class of 85, class of 85. No joke, I thought I saw this guy I knew from high school in the crowd, and it was hard to keep both going at the same time. So I remember this one I made up in Memphis when I first moved there. When I was a kid, I just dreamed about the South all the time from Oregon. I had pictures of all the Southern rock bands, and I just always wanted to go there. And when I was pretty young, I went to Texas, and then I ended up in Memphis. And I remember I liked that town. It's okay, but it wasn't what I was kind of fantasizing about for the South. And one night I was in this bar and I heard the DJ talking about this other part of town called Fraser, Tennessee, that he said was the Camaro driving, Copenhagen spitting, Freebird listening to Capital of the World. He said every guy in the whole town has a washer and a dryer and an automobile in their yard. Your car breaks down in Fraser, Tennessee. The very first guy that you run into can't fix your car. And then he's going to kick the shit out of you because you couldn't fix your own car. In Fraser, Tennessee, that means you're gay. If you can't fix your own car, you sleep with men, and that's an ass-whippable offense in Fraser, Tennessee. And I remember they said, my favorite was, they said they sold more prosthetic limbs and eye patches per capita than anywhere else in the state of Tennessee, in Fraser, Tennessee. And they also, they would talk about this bar that they had there called the Moondogs Tavern. And I remember always thinking that it was like the, who's that guy that does Lake Wobegon, you know? Yeah, I thought it was like that. And then I saw the guy's name was Zeke Logan, he was the DJ, and I saw him one night at this bar called Huey's. I said, man, I love that shit you make up about Fraser, Tennessee. He said, I don't make any of that. I said, oh man, I kept thinking in my back of my head, well maybe I want to go out there, you know. And then one night I was playing at this pool hall called the Highland Q, and after the show I was leaning against this car with my buddy, and this guy comes up, looks like he worked for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, you know. It used to, maybe. And then he's got some shoes, he's holding his shoes out. He says, I want you to have my shoes, boy, because you ain't got no goddamn shoes of your own. They were too small, you know. You know what they say. They say there's an exception to every rule, that's what. Man, so, wait, I've got sidetracked there. He comes up and he says, my name's Moondog. And I said, oh, you're not that Moondog from the radio, are you? He said, I'm that one. I'm the same guy. I said, man, I want to go see your tavern. And he said, well, why don't you, I'll give you my phone number, and when you want to come out, you just let me know. And I said, wouldn't it be easier if you just told me how to get there? And he said, I can't tell you how to get there. I can't do that. I thought, well, that's funny. You know, that's a funny way of advertising. And one night, it was the 4th of July. Me and my buddy Joe, I've been coming up here long enough to level with you, right? We can talk, right? So my buddy Joe and me, we were sitting around the 4th of July. We wanted to smoke pot, but there was none anywhere. This is back when I smoked pot. Like yesterday. Yeah, an hour ago, right? Right as they were saying, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait, no. But this, you know, and I, maybe, you know, like, this is back when we did. We tried to have some all the time, you know. So the town was, they say, potheads all say the town's dry. So that was what, the town was dry. And I remember I told Joe, I said, man, remember that Nitty Gritty Dirt Band looking guy? If he doesn't have pot, for sure the town's dry. So I had the number still in my pants. I only had a couple pair of pants at the time. I got like four now. I called him, and he says, I'll send somebody. So he sends this guy in a Camaro with Freebird coming out of the and he puts bandanas around our eyes. I said, I don't know about this, but what else were we going to do, you know? So we get in the car, we got these blindfolds on, and we're driving out to Fraser, Tennessee. When he stops the car and takes the blindfolds off, we're in somebody's yard next to the washer and dryer, you know? And it's not a commercial district in any way, shape, or form. It's in this neighborhood. I thought, we're getting rolled. These guys have gone the long way to our 23 bucks, you know? So just as I thought, we're about to get beat up now, just, you know, even if we give it to them, they're going to beat us up. So I was scared, and then just as I was trying to think of a way to run or get out of there, I looked behind this house, that lawn that we were in, and there was this tool shed, but it felt like, and you could almost see it felt like it was moving. I kept staring at it, and I heard that Hold On Loosely by 38 Special. Another fine Southern group. I could hear that, and I said, what's that back there? And the guy who drove us says, that's Moondog's Tavern. I said, it looks like a tool shed. He told me that Moondog, there was 7 bars in Fraser, Tennessee, and Moondog had been kicked out of all of them. So he built his own. And so we went back there, and you know, he didn't check in with the government about it or anything. And people, you know, all he had to do was have his beer be like 10 cents less than everybody else, and he's a hit, you know. So I'm sitting up there, you know, at the bar for a minute, starting to get comfortable. This guy, mean, there was a guy with an eye patch right in there. You know? This is going to be, you know, I was a little nervous, and then Joe kept tapping me, and I said, hey, Moondog, we came out here, we wanted to get some, we once thought you'd have pie, you know, hippie lettuce, you know what I'm talking about. He says, no, I don't have any of that. And I said, okay, you know, because I don't want to press it, you know. He says, I'll sell you a newspaper if you'd like to buy a newspaper. We sell those. I said, I don't really read. He said, trust me on this. And so I said, okay, I'll take a newspaper, you know. He hands it over. He goes, that'll be $65. We got back in the Camaro and took the rubber band off of that thing. And the news was good. Moondog Stammer, well, that's where I'm gonna go. Moondog Stammer, Lord, that is the only place I know. Moondog's got everything I am ever gonna need. Moondog Stammer, I'm Frazier, Tennessee. About all the friends he's made, about the nights that he crossed the line, and all the mornings that he paid. How they threw him out of so many bars, he finally built one in his own backyard. They've only thrown him out once so far, and his tab is always paid. I was so excited about that song. I played it for Moondog and he fucking hated it. But when you hear why, though, when he said, I played it for him and he said, first off, it's a little derivative, but secondly, it's pretty short. And you talk about me and all the people you've met out here, you mentioned nobody but me. And his wife introduced herself to people as Moon Bitch. And that was the first one. He said, that should have been in there. And there was this guy that, this air conditioner repair guy that would like could hold a candle up to his hand for like a fucking hour, which is like, they should have charged a cover for that. And he said, that guy should have been in there. I met Jesus once. The news was good, as I said. I can't prove it, but I got this Vietnam veteran friend that was with me. Everybody trusts those guys, right? So, it's my buddy Mark Marchetti. We wrote a song together. I'm not sure which one it was, but I know that we wrote one together. And he was saying, take me out of that place, because after I went, I loved everybody out there. Even the people that threatened to beat me up, I thought were cool. And I would go out there all the time. I became their house singer, you know. I would meet, most days it was just me and Moondog sitting at the bar. I'd be singing to him, and I'd be waiting for everybody to get off work, you know. And anyway, my buddy Mark, I told him I'd take him out there. Drive him out, take off the blindfold, we come in, there's this guy, there's what, you know, there's some rules, I gotta go out. So I bring him in, oh, no joke, as we walk in, Moondog is watching wrestling at one end of the bar, and at the other end of the bar, this guy that really honestly looks like the pictures you see of Jesus, his beard, big brown hair, beard, big, thick, bushy, long, down. His clothes were a lot newer, but he had these, on his shins and his knees, it was like scratches and cuts, like he'd been running from somebody or something, you know. Pretty fresh looking cuts, too. And nobody believes me when I tell him this, but honest to God, the guy had a fucking harpsichord, too. How could you make that up? He's playing this thing, might be in tune or not. I don't know if it's in tune or not, but whatever, you know, he's not playing it like it's in tune. And he's going, la ba da. And my buddy and me said, we should sit at the other end of the bar. So we go down to the other end of the bar, and we're sitting there for a while. And no joke, the guy looks up at my buddy after a few minutes. He says, man, you don't need to be sorry about anything we did over there. You don't need to feel bad about yourself. And my buddy Mark goes, what? He says, you know what I'm talking about. We shouldn't feel bad. That's old fat guys with cigars and unpublished phone numbers that should feel bad about what happened over there, not me and you. And we got, you know, I got, there's like X-Files, you know. I got goosebumps on my arms, and God, I'm just getting them thinking about it. And my buddy Mark goes, have we said shit to this guy? I said, we haven't said nothing. He says, what do you mean over there? He says, Vietnam, over there. He says, man, were you over there? And the guy has in his pocket his draft notice. He says, damn right I was over there. Me and my buddy, we thought, this is beautiful. You know, but we thought we should also get the fuck out of here. Today's not really the day to check out the tavern tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. And I remember we were, I guess, you know, we're driving back out, and he turns to me, and I guess he was in shock. He goes, I just want to make sure of something. Did you see that guy too? And I said, yeah, I think it was Jesus. He said I wasn't gonna say nothing, but I thought the same thing. So we called Moondog. We said, hey, we think that guy was Jesus. He said, man, that's the best shit I've heard all day. Cause after you left, I went in to take a leak, and Jesus took $144 out of the till. I thought he was going to spend it on drugs. It's nice to know that now it's going to be going to people that need it. Anyway, what made me tell you all that is this song. I come up with this at the bar one after day, when trying to redeem the one that he didn't like. This is a song that was supposed to be about some of the people that, you know, might have needed it. It starts like a country one and goes. Thing rolling up a hose outside in the rain. He's been my neighbor since, say, 79. Of course, he's in prison most of that time. Ever since then, he's ain't been right. His old lady works days and they fight most nights. Laid off and blown off, pissed off on booze. Double wide blue. Metallica song blasting from three trailers down. some cut-off t-shirt and nunchuck kids coming around. Tonight they're gonna get drunk and try to get laid, and they're gonna end up beating the hell out of each other behind the same arcade. You know, one of those little shits broke my window last spring. I told his mama she didn't do anything. She works two jobs. Boy runs loose. Double wide. Double wide. I got the blue, double-wide. My buddy Jimmy, man, his trailer's cool. He's got him a deck with one of those blue plastic pools. He works in construction, builds spec homes. His woman left him, though, so now he's down there alone. My friend Anita loves him, and he don't even know. So busy chasing my neighbor's wife, Flo. Soap opera heaven with out all the clues. Double wide blue. Double wide blue. I got the blue. Double wide. Wild Bill, the manager, man, he keeps to himself. War took his smile like them pills took his hell. He's too old to run around with the Klan anymore, but he still got a U.S. flag hanging up outside of his door. I sit here watching all of this nothing go on. I don't get out much since OJ's been on. Sometimes it's kind of nice not having nothing to lose. Up these double wide blue, double wide blue. I got blue, double wide, the double wide blue. I got the blue. Take me home, Hicks. Think I'm drunk. Songs out there.
I know it.
And this is yeah, I earned every one of them. This you know, there's a sad part to almost all the stories there are, you know, probably, but that, it, not necessarily. And so Moondog's not alive anymore. He wasn't really afraid of it. He got sick, and we all knew that he was going to get sick, and he didn't care. He was always joking about it. He said that it was nature's way of paying for his doctor's car. Right? And we had this funeral. It was the best, I swear it was better than any wedding I'd ever been to. Man, everybody was there. It was outside. Everybody brought a cooler. That guy that could hold the candle to his hand was there. He didn't do it, but I mean, he was there. Jesus wasn't there. Oh, nobody could prove he was there. I remember though, it was just so fun, and everybody was drinking and they were playing music, and there was the whole crew seemed like they were there. I remember Moondog's sister's son and one of his buddies pulled this little mullet-headed fuckers, and they, I remember they were pulling this bird apart behind a park fence. Different culture than mine. Then she played the music. She got up, she said, Moondog was philosophically opposed to having things, so he only left us some songs he wanted us to hear. And so he puts on the first song is Please Don't Bury Me by John Prine. And we're all clapping and singing, and then he plays a song called Big Time by Keith Sykes. And then the last song he had played at his funeral was the song he said he hated, which was Moondog's Tavern. And we all sang that. That made me feel a little better. And then we had the motorcade where everybody that had lights at work turned them on. We drove to the bar. I remember a guy got pulled over, too. Which was like our version of having, you know, a police escort, I guess. So we got over to the bar, and we were all having a good time. And I didn't tell you before, we were making the same record that I was talking about on the last, just a minute ago, that Viva Satellite record. We were making that at the time. We were supposed to be working all day in the studio, and we had asked for a half day off to go to this funeral. And way more than a half day had gone by, and the rest of the day was pretty off, you know? And we were in his bedroom. I remember me and his son were writing these notes to him. It started off like, we're going to miss you. And by the end, it was like, you owe me 20 bucks, you fucking ass. And then the guitar player comes in. He says, man, we're supposed to go to the studio. So we thought, well, let's take everybody with us. And so we take the entourage, funeral procession, back out on the road and down to the Arden Studios in Memphis and pile everybody in. And we did this is the song we did. This is the only song I ever recorded in a tie, and it's goes out to Michael Moondog Webb, Wreck of Honor, and King of Fraser. A little out of place, a little out of tune, sort of lost in space, racing that moon. Climbing the wall of this hurricane, still over all, I can't complain. All I wanted was one chance to let freedom ring. Said I had to get a permit, a bunch of tags and everything. I never made it through the red tape. I got this paper hat. I got a job working weekdays. You want fries with that? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't complain. I was talking with my girlfriend. I told her I was stressed. I said, I'm going off the deep end. She said, God, for once, give it a rest. We're all waiting in the dugout, thinking we should pitch. How you gonna throw a shot out if all you do is bitch? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't come. A brand new dance. I need one more shot. I just need one last chance. You know I won't get caught. I wanna make my last stand, and this time I can't be bought. Then again, on the other hand, how much have you got? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's a lucky one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't complain. Little out of little out of tune, sort of lost in space, racing the moon, the climb and the wall of a hurricane. Still overall, I can't complain. Overall, I can't complain. He will the circle be unbroken. By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better homie waiting in the sky, Lord, in that sky. Just 3% and the rest goes down the drain. I'll never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3%, 100% of the time. They say 65% of the world's statistics are made up right there on the spot. 82.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. I don't know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt. I need another double shot of something nine to prove I got too much to think about. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, it's too much to think about. They say 70% of everything you learn in school is just a bunch of bullshit you're not gonna need. 72% of everything that you bought, you got it just to satisfy your greed, because 91% of this world's population link your possessions to success, even though 94% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming extent. More money, more stress, I guess. Too much to think about, too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, Lord, it's too much to think about. Well, pick it then, cowboy. Okay, I think I will. Statisticians truly hate their fucking job. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank that he robs. There's this little bank not so far from here that I've been watching now for a while. Seems like lately all I can think about is how bad I wanna go out in style. It's too much to think about. It's too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, it's too much to think about. Yes, it's too much to think about. Yeah, it's too much to think about.
D.B. Cooper.
43 when we first heard his name. 47 miles away from where he fell down to his fame. But he told me that the hardest part, it wasn't really jumping out of that plane. It was spending the night watching them lights shine through the pouring rain. So they had a man hunting that next morning like nothing I'd ever seen. I was only 8 years old at the time, watching on the TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now that daylight had set in. Later that night, they were shining those lights back down on the mountain again. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watched those lights up through the rain for D.B. Cooper. So the cops blocked off all the exit roads and they turned loose all of their hounds. They even dragged the river up a couple of times to see if he had drowned. With all those men working overtime, well, they swore they would bring him down. But a parachute and a few $100 is all that the pepper found. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watch those lights up through the rain. Say that he died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. But other people say that he got away, but then his girlfriend did him in. Well, all men say if he's out there someday, they're gonna drag him in. As for me, I hope they never see old D.B. Cooper again. City of roses, a light shined from a house out in the rain. It was D.B. Cooper drinking champagne, drinking champagne. The light on his drinking champagne, house out in the rain. It was drinking champagne.
Take me all night. I should have known right away that something was wrong when I started thinking things was all right. Things are not all right. My old man's sick. My sister's going broke. They're closing down my favorite bar. I got a smoker's cough, and now to top it all off, I think I'm gonna wreck my car. I'm gonna wreck my car. Thank you. stages like seasons. I say something about all of them sucks. It's hard to be hot as it is to be cold. You're either out of control or you're stuck. You're either out of control or you're stuck. How did I get here? How did I get here? I'm missing? Is there something that,
Trey!
I'll tell you what, I'll do that one. This is one of the oldest ones I got. My Generation. My old man says the Woodstock generation found a way to make this nation open up its eyes and take a good look around. He says my generation ain't good for nothing, but I could think of something, so I thought I'd jot it down. Hey, here's to Hair Gel, hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense, watching L.A. Lawn. Here's the drum machine, stonewash jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks, frag eyes. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts all together, help me say big bow Paisley size. And here's to living off dad as long as you can and blending in with a crowd. Oh, my generation, should be proud. We were raised up in the hallowed halls of half a million of them shopping malls, and there ain't any price we're too proud to let our parents pay. Buy anything from a Diet Sprite to 1,000 points of light. Listen, I never said that we're very bright, but I'm proud anyway. Hey, here's the Hair Gel, hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense, watching Arsenio Hall. Here's the drum machine, stonewash jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frack eyes. Tie-dye t-shirts and big bow paisley ties. And here's to living off dad as long as you can and blending in with a crowd. Oh, my generation. Well, I hope I die before I get old. My generation. She said, strike a pose, there's nothing to it. My generation should be proud. Goodly. Song. I got this record called New Connection that I just made, and I've got a bunch of new songs. This is a song I made. I got a buddy, my uncle Skip gave me a piano. I didn't ask him where he got it, but I'm starting to learn to play. I can't really play it, but I can make songs on it, you know, or you know, dick around on it a little bit. I don't know how to play any other people's songs on it. Anyway, I was trying to make this song up about jail, I guess, you know, and being more importantly being broke, and they kind of go hand in hand sometimes. And so I was making this song on the piano, and then I put it on the record, and I got this call from this kid in Australia. I got not a call; it was a letter that I got from this kid in Australia. That would be BC, that would be C. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay, so, I got this letter from Australia from this kid, and he said, I've been following you all this time, and I just don't like you anymore. This new record, you've got this song on there that promotes violence and guns, and it just, I can't believe you've gone that direction. And I thought, which song is he talking about? And I was glad it wasn't some kid from Arkansas going kick ass with the guns and the violence, man. And I was happy to I was thrilled to get the letter, you know. And But I thought, man, well, first I thought, I ain't going fucking Australia. Screw this. And then I thought, I was talking to my wife, I thought, I don't want to dismiss this. I said, we got out the lyric sheet to this song. We read it, and I thought, you know, I could get it. I get where he's coming from. I see his point. And so I changed the song a little. This is the Australian version of this. The new version, story song, takes a minute. It starts like this. Credit complications in the checkout line. It's an awkward situation almost every time. They keep your card behind. They keep the groceries too. Yeah, they do. You try telling everybody it's a terrible mistake, but you can tell they don't believe that's true. It's written all over you when you're broke. I'm never ever, I hung my head down as I walked out the door. I'm never ever going back to that store. They treated me like a bum in front of everyone behind me in the line. It was all my friends and neighbors looking at me like I'd committed some kind of crime. I guess you ain't worth a dime when you're broke. Why, if I had some money like I did in my day, just out of spite, I think I'd give it away. I thought it wasn't supposed to even matter anyway, and the more that I thought, the madder I got. By the time I got home, I was seeing red. I pulled that old gun up out from under my bed. I put a sock on my head, and at the end of the night, I flew away, I flew. The next thing I know, I've got blood on my hands, but I've got money in my pockets too. You never know what you'll do until you do what you do when you're broke. Now if I had some money like I did in my day, I'd buy a car and drivers far away. Of course you know I've got this debt to pay to society. Honey, wait for me. With good behavior, I'll be out in about 7 years. Don't worry over me or shed any tears. I've learned a lot in here, and I know what a chance I blew. The next time I won't make the same mistake. I'll shoot the camera out too. I'm learning all kinds of things you can do when you're broke. And I'm broke. When you're broke, I'm broke. When you're broke, you're broke. Don't shoot guns. Don't be violent. 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 That's the Australian move. I'm gonna send this out to all you still got more CDs than you got vinyl records. Wait, I fucked that up. I'm gonna send that out to all you that still got more vinyl records than you got CDs. First day with the new tongue, you know. I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I played each one of them more, or at least a dozen times or more. All I've got is beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, and another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor.
I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Bubba Lyle, Lovin' and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, and Dan, and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen, Reed, Chris, Keith, Sykes, Cotton Joe, and who's singing with the fish, you know. I got Hallelujah, too, and all of James Tilly, Jimmy Wright, St. Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. And then that's the old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport line. In one bag I had all my old clothes, and the other was all them records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and leave all my clothes behind. But I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Bubba Lyle, Lovin' and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, the Dead and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Skinner, Terry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen, Reed, Chris, Keith, Sykes, Country Joe, and he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emily, too, and all of James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole line full. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Hall, Bobby Bear, Bella Bonnie, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Curtis, the Kids, Cross, Stills, and Nash, John Jude, and a Roseanne Cass. I got Forbert, Fromwell, Sam, and Dave, T-Bird, Jarbird, Stevie Ray. And if you're one of the 10 or 12 people that bought my third album, you might have figured out already that I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. In that dusty old stack of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor. Hey y'all, thanks for being so nice to me. God bless you. What a great time. And don't forget to tip your bartender, okay? Thank you. Getting harder to keep on keeping on, with everybody screaming orders in my ear. Well, I want to be my old friend. I'd love to walk alone every time I leave my home. Then what I hear, it keeping your nose clean, head above water, keep your feet on the ground, keep your hands on the dollar, keep your back up when you thoughts to yourself. 9 o'clock in the night on your health, and we say limit it to keep to myself. I'm never finding my own, keep your nose clean, head by water, keep your feet on the ground, keep your hands up and down, keep your back to the wind, your thoughts stay south. 9 o'clock in the night, no help. We say, let me just keep to myself. I never find my own. Say, keep up with the times. Say, to keep up with the Jones. Say, to keep up with the rest of your class. So I keep an open mind in this closed-minded world's always telling me to keep off the grass. Hey, keep your nose clean, head above water, keep your feet on the ground, keep your hands on my dog, keep your back to the wind, your thoughts stay south. 9 o'clock and an eye on your health, but we say hey, let me just keep to myself. And if I'm find my own, keep your nose clean, head above water, keep your feet on the ground, keep your hands. Thank you for coming down. I know some of you have been drinking, so if you've been drinking, you know, drive fast and take chances. That way they'll have you pulled over when I come weaving on by. He kind of looks like he had a little bit of money. There's a grifter with a southern drawl. Well, I can tell right away by the way he was running at that ball was just a big and a crawl. At least a junkie knows what he needs. You get a man all strung out on his own greed, and he will give up everything he's got for just one shot at having it all. He's taking every last cent of his savings on a trip down a local track. He had a chip from a friend, put it all down to win on a horse, and then heart attack. Oh, well, now, he ain't no fool, but he didn't bet it all. So everything was cool when that horse took his ball, but then he turned around and blew the rest trying to win it back. He wanted drank by the time they hit the motel. Six, they figured they was in love, love, and love. She loved that easy money. Sad, but it's true. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. Oh, the least they can possibly do. They want that easy money. From one of his business friends, found his surefire steal of this big investment deal and dumped him. Would you believe this? He gonna let both of us in. So they took all the savings out of the bank. On the way home they stopped to gas up a tank. She stepped in for some six and she never saw that fucker again. He wanted easy money.
About boxing.
money. Don't even worry, everything's gonna be okay. I could've told you when you started making all this money that the world's gonna treat you this way. Forget your first wife, she was no good for you. She was a gold digging bitch, and her mother was too. Iron Mike, don't let them get you down. Hey little buddy, don't you get antsy. You keep your eyes on that fight. If Don King don't pay you back all that money I say, me and you, we just go take it back some night. You're still the champion and everybody knows that you are. Let's go out and get in a fight and maybe hang at some titty bar. Hey, champ, don't let them get you down. All I'm asking is for about $300. Tell my brother straight and out. I would do it for you if I could and you needed me to. Ain't that what friendship's all about? Hey little buddy, don't you get angry. God, please, at least not at me. I'm right behind you all the way, old compadre. You just say whatever you want and I'll agree. Who washed every car in that 10-car garage? Who carries the boombox in the entourage? It's me, Iron Mike. Hey, Iron Mike, where are you going, man? Boxing song. It's called The Last of the Entourage. Hey, I want to thank you for being good to me tonight. Really drive careful on your way home, okay? And if you were drinking, tip that guy over there. He's working his ass off. And I'll see you next time I come to town, okay?